I'm Lizanne.
And I'm Maggie.
And this is Moby Flicks.
So today we're doing Pieces of April.
Yes.
What year was this? 2002?
Three, I believe.
Okay. A little newer to our, you know.
Though it was shot very 90s.
Yes, exactly.
It had the shaky cam. It had the kind of grainy looking cinematography. It really, every time I watched, it reminded me a lot of the Brothers McMullen.
Oh, sure.
Which is, So, you know, mid 90s.
Yeah.
Kind of one of the movies that started the whole indie boom.
Right.
It was very mid 90s, which is strange because it was early 2000s.
Yeah.
But
I know this is, yeah, exactly. I felt like her clothes, that was one thing, is I felt like the wardrobe was even more 90s.
I wonder if they shot it in the 90s and just released it in the 2000s.
That could very well be because everything seemed very 1998.
I could see that.
You know, and the year I graduated from high school, so I know 1998. It's my funny joke. Whenever something comes up at the stores, 1998, I said, what a good year.
Ah.
Yeah, they're all, and then nobody thinks it's funny because...
I would think it's funny.
I know you would. That's why we're friends.
Yes. Amongst many things, yes. Oh, and so when I was searching for Pieces of April on Amazon Prime, because it's currently streaming on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah,
if you'd
for
like
free.
To watch it for free. Well, I mean, the 90 bucks you had to pay.
Right. For free. Yeah, that's right. But
other than that, for free.
Yeah.
So while I was searching, what also came up was apparently a karaoke of a song called Pieces of April.
Mm.
By Three Dog Night. I had
really?
No idea.
I love Three Dog Night.
I am familiar with their work.
My parents loved Three Dog Night when I was growing up, so I listened to it. My parents did not listen to country, but they liked folky rock.
My parents liked Manhattan Transfer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I
listened to a lot of Led Zeppelin growing up, too.
Oh.
That was fun. And a lot of Pink Floyd.
Those are good.
Yes.
And I'm not saying anything disparaging against
Manhattan
Three Dogs Night.
Well, yeah. Oh,
no,
yeah.
I do not care for Manhattan Transfer. I'm sorry. That was one I have to draw the line.
Yeah.
The line in the sand.
But yeah, Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night. Not bad.
They're kind of like
one
a poor man's
Chicago. Number. Yeah. See, I was not a Chicago fan. I'd rather listen to Three Dog Night.
Oh,
so
really?
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
But we digress.
We digress. Okay, Pieces of April. I kind of, when I started searching, I got Pieces of You by Jewel.
Oh, how interesting.
Yes, but we won't digress any longer.
Okay. Oh, well, we're gonna digress.
So don't
much,
worry,
guys.
Don't worry, fans. This is gonna be one of those movies.
And I wanted to say, because it was on Amazon, subtitles.
Oh yes,
yay! Subtitles.
I could actually understand what everything, but I it was actually not difficult, but
no.
I had to keep the volume low,
yeah,
as always. All right, so we open on April and Bobby.
And Bobby's trying to wake April up, but she doesn't want to get up.
No. She does not want to get up, and he just, you know, he just kept, come on, April, it's time to get up.
Jumping on the bed.
And then he's finally pulling her off, and who's coming, April? Who's coming? You know who's coming. That's what she said to him, so.
And then he finally had to pick her up and carry her to the running shower and just throw her in.
Mm-hmm. And then shut that curtain, because she couldn't get out. Once the curtain shut, it's done.
You're in there for life.
You're trapped. Actually, in my head, I was like, well, she probably just gave up and just said, okay, I'm fine. I'll take a shower because I'm wet. But that's probably like a normal thought from anybody.
Well, I was saying I like Bobby.
Yeah.
He keeps her on track.
Yes. And he's very much her north.
He is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because every time she needs to find him.
Things kind of go off the rails once he leaves.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
It was going fine.
It was going fine. And he had her on track and whatnot. And then... Yep, he goes to take off, and everything sort of starts, not chaos,
but
it starts unraveling a bit. Yeah. I would say they could have made it a lot more chaotic if they wanted to, but yeah. But anyway, not digressing. So
at the parents' house.
Yeah. So you get April's father, Jim.
Mm-hmm. He wakes up and Joy is not in bed.
No, she's nowhere to be found, you know, so he gets up and he starts to walk around, happens into, you know, just checking in his daughter Beth's room and opens the door and she's changing, so she screams at him, and then he still proceeds to ask her questions, but
with his back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Beth is, okay, so Jim is played by Oliver Platt.
Yes.
He's amazing.
Yes. And Beth is played by Allison Pill.
who's amazing.
Yes.
She plays Kim Pine in Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which I will make Maggie watch one day.
Oh, yeah. I've never watched this.
You will watch that movie one day. It might not be next week. It might not be next month, but it will happen.
I've seen her in many movies before, and she's always the, is she always the uptight one?
No. Okay. She's like super sarcastic and great in Scott Pilgrim. Gotcha.
Well, I know I've seen her in other movies, and she tends to be more of the uptight. But I can't name said movies because I have a very forgetful mind, but I know I've seen her in different roles that make her more kind of how she was with as being Beth.
Yes. Yes. Unfortunately, though, I looked up the actor who played Timmy, mm-hmm. and I forgot to write his name down, and he's been in a lot of stuff, and I apologize to that actor. So I'm very sorry. Tom something Jr. is his name, or gotcha. Something something Jr.
And I did not look him up either. I'm sorry, Timmy actor.
Yeah, we apologize. We sincerely. Apologize.
Because you're listening.
So then he walks in on Timmy.
Yes, and Timmy gets mad at him.
Very jerky, yeah. Until he finds out that his mom's missing.
Exactly. And then when he walks around, you hear what he called her? Mommy.
Oh.
Yeah. You could tell. I mean, later on too, their connection is so much. The mom and the son.
The mom and the son are very close, and the dad and the daughter are very close.
Yes, exactly.
Jim and Beth and Timmy and Joy, mm-hmm. let's say.
And I think at some point, you can kind of gather just from the way Jim is, the father is, that he and April were probably much more close than Joy and April.
But he's still, there's still tension there.
Yes.
Though he is definitely the glue that holds the family together.
That's exactly right. So they go, they're looking for her. So then you have Beth joining in. Everybody's looking for her. And where do they find her?
In the car. Dressed, ready to go.
Ready to go.
Look, and this is the dad's cue to round up the kids.
Yeah. On his face, mm-hmm. he's like, thank you. Good. She's up. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And we don't know anything's wrong at this point.
Right.
Everything's fine, except kind of the, almost sad look on the dad's face when he does see her in there. But yes, everything is still fine.
As far as we're aware.
Yes. So we go back to April and Bobby's, and we kind of now realize that it's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And so they're starting to, the way I wrote it was they're fumbling around Thanksgiving dinner, but doing a good job.
Though that sink is so disgusting.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I think I literally gagged.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly, it was pretty gross. I mean, literally not metaphorically, not figuratively. I literally went, when I saw it. Because, we find out. Okay, we'll talk about that part later.
Yeah.
But the kitchen is filthy, mm-hmm. and I can't imagine.
She drops the turkey.
Oh, she's on the floor. On the floor.
But at least they picked it up and they rinsed it off. I'm pretty sure they rinsed it off. But... Yeah.
And they start prepping the food.
Yep, they start prepping the food. A whole onion shoved straight up.
I've never seen anyone cut an onion like that.
Neither
before.
Have I. I was worried. So you remember my finger from this last week and a half ago? I was,
Maggie
my fingers.
A chunk out.
Yes, a chunk. I have a chunk out of my finger, so that will never come back. But that's what I kept thinking to myself.
Got a big old dent.
Yeah, exactly. And I kept thinking, oh, that girl, she's going to cut her finger off with those dull knives. And that.
She does cut her finger eventually.
She does cut her finger, exactly. But just made me shiver. Literally shiver.
Not metaphorically, not figuratively.
Literally.
All right. So then they stuff. So I've seen turkeys stuffed with just vegetables.
Right.
And I've seen turkeys stuffed with stuffing. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a turkey stuffed with both vegetables and stuffing and full sticks of celery.
Yeah, full sticks, in that turkey.
It's very creative the way they're working on this.
It's very punk. It's kind of like DIY. A punk. It's very DIY. Very punk turkey. Punk turkey. Because it's just everything. Clapping. Yeah. What now? Oh, yes.
Clapping because it makes big spikes in our, in the recording.
So I thought that they were doing a good job. Just in general, for being at the first, Thanksgiving. Have you hosted a Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yes. I've only hosted one. Uh-huh. And of course, nobody would let me do it by myself completely. Mm-hmm. Everybody decided to kind of come all together and do it, which was fine. It was fine. I didn't know what I was doing. But it was fun. It was fun doing it.
I love cooking Thanksgiving. Yeah. And Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays.
I love stuffing.
I love stuffing and I love turkey.
Mashed potatoes. I love potatoes, but that's me.
And we don't eat ham. So we always have turkey for Christmas too.
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't. Well, we eat ham, but not. We don't usually. We're usually always eating turkeys. We like the turkeys.
I like turkey.
So
April says, it's not a big deal if it works anyway.
Exactly.
Because they're probably not even going to show up.
Right. And Bobby does not want to hear that. He is still, like you said, he is completely her rock. Mm-hmm. It's as it would seem, because she is very much needing him. And he's really, helping her go through it, probably has seen many or experienced many Thanksgivings, you know, trying to help her through it and everything like that. And April, and just really wanting to see her parents, meet her parents. It seems like he's just very genuine, really liked him as a character, really liked him as just him being there for her, which was, which is really nice. Yeah. Because you can tell she's kind of had a hard life.
Well, you find, I mean, we'll keep going along, but you find out things on both sides,
right,
from the parents' point of view and from her point of view. And then you also see some things the mom does. They're very flawed characters, which makes them very realistic characters. Yes.
And especially to come out on such a holiday. Because a lot of stuff
tends to come out when everyone gets together. Right. Yeah.
So now we're back
in the car, Joy.
Yeah,
with Timmy joins her, and she says, make sure you have a camera.
He said,
it's somewhere, somewhere.
It's in my pocket somewhere, it's somewhere, somewhere. And she's just, it's like, she already knows.
It's very important for her that he has it.
Yes, yes. And then Dad and Beth are, so Beth's getting her two cents in. Like, they're back, you know, picturing with her, and he's helping her zip up dress and all that type of stuff. And Beth is definitely getting her two cents in about April.
How selfish she is.
How selfish she is. How she should be making dinner, not to let make mom drive with how sick she is. All this type of stuff.
All the way into the city.
All the way into the city and whatnot. And so Joy, back in the car.
Oh, well, actually, Jim says, but if not now, when, honey?
Exactly.
And that's the first inkling we have that something's not right.
Right. That's right.
And then he zips. Back in the car.
Yep. Back in the car. Yep. And then Joy, she's like, honk the horn, Timmy, honk the horn. And he won't honk it because he's afraid it'll wake the neighbors. So she honks it.
Screw the neighbors.
Joy doesn't care at this whatsoever. You know, she just, you can tell starting, you know, even though she seemed, it's, you can see her character almost, I wouldn't say unravel, but kind of, because you see her in the car very put together. And then even in the car as she's going, you can see her just building, her character building, but also her persona almost changing as, you know, her outward to inward type of thing.
Right.
You can see that. So back in,
so the horn's honking the horn's now honking, and Beth needs her dress zipped up. And it won't zip. The zipper's stuck. And Jim keeps saying, there's something wrong with the zipper. And Beth says, there's nothing wrong with the dress.
Right.
It's April. It's all April.
Yeah.
And at that moment, he managed to get it unstuck and he zips up part of her skin.
Right. Yeah.
She yelps.
Yep.
So they go back to the car.
Yeah. So we go back to the car. And that's when Beth joins. So Beth's coming into it. So, and I believe that's when we figure out that
Joy's very sick.
Well, Timmy doesn't have his camera.
Yes.
So he's got to go inside. And then that's when he walks by Jim, and Jim says, you know, they're talking, I don't remember what they're talking about, but then he says, this could be the last. But before you could even get it out, Timmy says to him, Dad, your breath. And that was just to digress. I mean, he didn't want to talk about it. He wanted to go and do this. And then you have Beth in the inside talking to her.
Are you okay, Mom?
Oh.
How are you feeling? Just say the word and we won't go.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Mom? Are you nauseous?
And then Joy. Oh, is that all I have to say? Beth, shut up. And you could tell. It's just, she's very, Beth is very much being the mom at this point.
Right. But she's also that overbearing sister.
Very
that,
overbearing.
Yes.
That, yeah.
She's the martyr sister.
Yes. She's back there. She's taking care of him. Where's April? Who knows? She's living her life.
Yeah. Poor Beth has to take care of everything.
So back to April and Bobby. They're
starting to decorate.
Yeah, they are starting to decorate. It's really seeming like they're both, you know, especially Bobby. He's really excited about the holiday. And April's getting there.
She's wary, though.
Yes, very wary. And then she's, I think she's doing a lot of it for, I wouldn't say doing a lot for Bobby, but she's doing it because of Bobby.
Yes.
Yeah, more so.
She says they don't deserve decorations.
No, they don't deserve decorations. And then he's got this,
really into it. He went to the store. He bought all the stuff.
Plates and silverware. He can never have enough silverware. Oh, yes. You know, he said that. And that's very true. Because if you've ever run out of knives, it's terrible.
And then she finds these salt and pepper shakers that are shaped like turkeys, ceramic ones. And she says, where did you get these?
Yeah.
Like, very upset. Where did you get these, Bobby? And he says, well, I just got them at the store.
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong? And she said, we had some just like these when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And my mom said these were worth more than me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, well, what happened to them? And she said,
oh, yeah.
Well, they...
A hammer I was holding fell on them.
Yes. And then she asked Bobby, how much did you pay for these? And he goes, oh, I paid a lot. I paid a lot for them. And she said, how much, Bobby? And he says, 50 cents.
Yeah. 50 cents a piece.
Yep. And so they're worth more than she is.
Yeah.
She wraps them up and throws them in the trash.
Yeah.
And stomps off to the room, their bedroom.
So we get a glimpse into April and Joy's
relationship
and from dynamic. April's point of view.
Yes. And we also will hear Joy's point of view later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Joy doesn't sound like the most understanding mother or the nicest mother. She sounds very uptight as well.
Right. Yeah. And that's hence, you know, the rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, so we didn't really describe April. She's, you know, punk.
Yes.
She's got pink hair coming, you know, and right now she's got pigtails, but she's got pink hair, dark eyeliner. You know, I would say her attire was more grunge.
Ripped up pants.
Boots all the way up to her knees. Boots, yeah, knee high socks.
Like docks, it looked like. Yeah,
exactly. And then tank top and whatnot. In November.
Was it 120 eye docks or something like that?
Yeah, were they
those? I can't remember what they were called. I used to know
that. Yeah.
I'm old and my memory's bad.
You're not old. We're 29 forever.
Yes.
Yes, forever 29.
Yes.
She just seemed more grungy than really. But again, the time frame.
Yes. Late 90s. Late 90s. Early punk. 2000s.
Yeah. I guess you could say punk did kind of morph into grunge.
Maybe. And then vice versa.
And then vice versa. Yeah. All full circle. But anyway, again.
Digressions.
Digressions. Yes. All right. So then she starts, you know, Bobby goes to check on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start making it out. Yeah. And we've got time. And then.
He says, we don't have time. We don't have time. She says, oh, no. Because
the reciting of the recipes.
Yes. She recites the recipes, and as she recites them, you start getting it out.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought that was quite...
That was quite cute.
Yeah, exactly. Because And that was what... You realize how important this actually is to April.
Because she actually knows.
She knows the recipes. And, as we find out later, like this is something... She has been told the recipes. She knows the recipes. She's memorized the recipes.
Checked to find out what the recipes are.
Yep.
Yes.
That's exactly right. So, the family goes to pick up Grandma. I thought this was a funny one, because then you have Beth being more overbearing, Jim walking her out, and then Beth being a little more overbearing. Oh, hi, Grandma. I'm your granddaughter, Beth, you know. And then Timmy. I'm your grandson, Timmy. And that was the first time I realized what his name was.
Oh.
Was then. I'm like, oh, perfect, Timmy. Even though I'm sure Timmy. They said it. Yeah, I know.
I can't help it every time I see the name
every
Timmy.
Time.
Or any... variation of Kimmy or Jimmy. I'm like, Timmy.
I know you don't watch a lot of baseball, but
darn you, South Park.
Yeah, I know. So Timmy.
Yes.
If you watched, okay, so there's a pitcher that used to pitch. I don't even know who he pitches for now, but he used to pitch for the Giants.
Uh-huh.
And his name was Tim Lincecum. We called him Big Time Timmy Jim. I'm not kidding. Looks just like the Timmy. I was trying to figure out where he looked, what he looked like, and as soon as you said that, I'm like, Timmy.
So funny.
Oh, it's Tim Lincecum. He looks very similar to him.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. So just you know, we'll call him Tim Lincecum. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, so the family goes to pick up Grandma. They reintroduce themselves.
Yes, you know, because she has dementia, Alzheimer's.
Exactly. I've been in that situation, had to do that, well, you know, quite a bit. So yes, easily enough, you reintroduce, then you're all good to go. And then they go to Krispy Kreme. Yep.
So they pull up. Joy just wants something hot.
Anything hot.
So they start ordering. They're all yelling and yelling. And Jim, trying to keep the peace,
with the window closed.
Oh, I thought it was open.
Oh, it wasn't Beth's. His was open, but Beth's was closed.
But they're all yelling leaning forward and yelling and yelling out the window. Jim's window.
Mm-hmm.
Jim says, hey. Remember, April's cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So Joy leans over and says, so we're going to need an extra dozen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just got to get one little shot in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like anytime they bring her up, they have to get at least one shot in.
Yes, about that's her. True.
And so at this point, I don't know about you, but for me in the movie, I'm more on April's side.
Yes.
Big time. Because it just seems, even though we know something's going on with Joy, we know something's with the family.
Yes.
You know that she's trying. She's back at her house trying. They're really trying to make it work. They're very excited about them coming. Obviously, she knows there's something wrong as well. So she's excited for this to happen, for them to come together. But on the other end, nobody's really giving it a chance. The dad is.
Well, Jim is. And Timmy is.
Yeah, Timmy is, yeah.
I don't recall him ever saying anything
negative
about her.
But he also just seems to be just there for his mom.
Yes.
Like, really just right there. And you can just tell. I mean, he is more her,
Mama's boy and daddy's girl.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like we said before.
Then back at April's, mm-hmm. Bobby asks, should we get cloth napkins or just use paper napkins? And when April asks why, Bobby says, well, I can fix them out while I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah.
I got this thing I'm
going
to do.
I know. Yeah. What's he going to do? I was so curious.
Yes. And he kept going on about, you'll like it, but yeah. I got to go do this thing. Yep.
I got to do this thing. So he takes off. So she says, okay, go do your thing. And then she says it'll be easier without him there.
Right. So then she goes to the oven and starts pulling all this random stuff out of it. So it's obvious they do not use their oven.
No, they don't use the oven. And if you've ever, so the kids' babysitter used to have keep all of her baked goods in the oven. Even though she used the oven, that's where she stored everything because her kitchen was so small.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so she used to, if you wanted food or wanted something, you know there's always cookies. You pull open the oven, get cookies out, and put them back. She was his grandma. And so that reminded me of her. So I'm like, oh yeah.
But this wasn't like.
No. This was just pots and pans and random stuff. Yeah.
Right.
I don't even know if they're pots and pans now that you think about it.
No, it was like a knickknack or a statue of some sort.
Yeah.
Just random stuff.
Yeah. And she makes a to-do list. Do you see her to-do list?
Preheat the oven.
Scratch.
Exactly. She's on top of it.
She is doing it. And that almost seems like something different. Like something she's, like herself has progressed, you know, with being more.
She's trying to be responsible.
She's trying to be responsible. That's a good way to put it. Yes, she's trying to be responsible. But now we realize that the oven's broken.
Oh, I don't think so yet.
Oh, not yet?
No, we're at the Krispy Kreme parking lot. And everyone is moaning in ecstasy as they eat their donuts.
Yes, that's right. I had to get that in. Mm-hmm. Krispy Kremes. You know, we don't have Krispy Kremes out here.
No.
Well, we always get the fundraisers. Oh, is there one in Salem?
I think there's one in Salem. I think there might be one in Eugene. But there's definitely one in Salem. Mm-hmm. I'm 90% sure. But in our town, there's definitely not one.
There's fundraisers.
With cold Krispy Kreme donuts.
And they're still good.
I had them. They are very good.
That's good.
Yeah. But you cannot go wrong with fried dough, in my opinion.
No, not at all.
Fried dough.
Not at all.
I'm so glad we don't have one here.
I know.
Digression.
Yep, donuts. All right. Well, since this was a pretty short movie, we can digress a bit.
Okay.
So now are we back?
We are back because this is when Bobby's putting up the cute turkey on the door.
That's right.
When April says, no, you go do your thing and they don't deserve decorations.
Right.
And he has his little electric scooter. Goes,
that's my favorite. I love the scooter because he just is cruising around. No problems. Got his beanie on.
I don't know when they filmed this because the streets were empty.
Yeah. And
it's New York City.
And it's November. I mean, so, it can't be that cold. I mean, like you'd expect
they
some
might
sort
not
of,
shoot it in November.
No, obviously. But I'm just saying that's
But they were in coats and stuff, so it had to be chilly.
Yeah.
But I don't know when they actually shot this film because I've never seen New York that empty before. It had to be over the holidays at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When everybody's gone. Let's see.
When would everybody
be gone? When would anybody be gone? I don't know. I've never been there, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll have to take your word for it.
Alrighty.
So she's trying, you know, being responsible. She mm-hmm. calls for Bobby. He's gone. Mm-hmm. He's gone on a scooter. And then she turns around, tries to call the super. But, of course, he's gone for the day. And then she tries to call the oven company,
mm-hmm.
and she's 48-minute wait.
Yes.
So she slams it down. She doesn't want to listen to it.
But before that,
she
was doing place cards.
Oh,
and she wrote one for Mom.
And then
she tore it up and then wrote it for Joy. And that's another little insight into their dynamic. Mm-hmm. But then, yes, she calls everyone.
Sorry.
The fridge is freezing. And
so, yeah, they just, she just calls all the people. What else? I was awake, I promise, watching this movie.
No, I was saying, and then Joy's throwing up.
Krispy Kreme. They go back up throwing up the Krispy Kreme. And Beth is hovering.
Yes.
Mom, are you okay, Mom? Mom, Lois.
And we go right back to April, who's now going door to door looking for someone, anyone, with a working oven. And she has the turkey in the pot.
Exactly.
And she's just going door to door. Please, someone, please answer your door.
Mm-hmm. And she knocks on this one guy's, what was it, where were...
Oh, I don't think so yet. I think now we're to back to Joy, because no one's answering
them. Oh, right. And so they have all the food. So after she throws up, she goes and gets all the food.
All the junk food.
All the junk food and whatnot. And Jim won't let Joy give all the junk food.
She says they're going to spoil the appetites.
Yeah, exactly.
April is really trying.
Right.
And she even called for the specific recipe.
And that's exactly right. Of Joy's favorite, you know, probably more than likely Joy's favorite treat on Thanksgiving. So...
And another reason I think this is the 90s is because no one has cell phones.
Right. That's very true.
In 2000s, everyone had cell phones by 2003.
I
was like one of the last people to get a cell phone, and I had one in 2003.
Yeah. I know. I think I was 90. Oh, no, I was in 2001 because it was after My husband and I started dating. And he made me, because I was traveling. Like, I was
I think I got driving, one in 99.
Yeah, I was driving back and forth from here to the school. So he's like, you have to have.
And I was going from Austin to Dallas a lot.
Like, you have to have. Okay. Even though it didn't work the entire stretch.
Right. There's always those huge dead zones.
Like, eh, I'll have to walk to my next spot. But anyway. Anyway, yes, no, exactly. 19, it was definitely the 90s.
Because it had to have been filmed in the 90s. Yeah. Because Beth Snarks, I bet she called Collect. April calling about the recipe.
Right.
I would never call Collect. I bet
kids in 2005 didn't even know what Collect was.
Oh, you're right.
You know, just because they don't know payphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, Bobby's at a payphone quite a bit.
Yeah, and he has to make somebody call him back there. Yeah, make Tyrone call him back there. No, not Tyrone, Latrell.
Latrell.
Tyrone's like And so yeah, so I bet she called Collect. I would never call Collect. That's Beth. You know, after Jim and Joy are out and they're talking and whatnot about the about having the recipes and this and that. And then Grandma, did somebody say April? I thought she was dead. That was great.
Beth says, "Well, yes, Grandma, April. That's your other granddaughter." Yeah. She says, "I know who April is."
Exactly. She had to get reintroduced to the other two.
She knows April.
But she knows April, and she thought she was dead. She knew her, but she thought she was dead.
A very, very estranged family.
Yes.
That's what I wrote here.
So, April finally gets somebody. So, first off, she goes to, I think it was two. So, if Yvette and Eugene were in 2B, so which one's the one?
I said that Joy and Jim are still fighting, and Joy says it's going to be a disaster. It's just, it will definitely be a disaster. There's no way it's not going to be a disaster. She's going to have some new piercing or some new tattoo.
Oh, right. Yep.
But they're going to go, they'll get through it, and it'll be over.
Yeah. And then they can come home. That's why she was in, heaven forbid that she stay the night if she were to come home. So.
Right. And Jim says, no. She's had a couple of real jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A couple of them. She has a new place. She's no longer dating a drug dealer. I mean, she has this new boyfriend, this guy, Bobby. And I think I'm going to like this Bobby guy.
Yeah.
She says, he reminds her of me. And so he's really touched.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. I didn't catch that one.
Oh.
Yes. There might've been something going on. But I do recall all around that.
Now April's going door to door.
Yes. Now April is going door to door. And she gets somebody to at least open the door. But he's not very happy.
Well, it's a lady. It's a vet.
No. The first guy. The guy right next door. And then he goes to a vet. So the guy right next door, she opens.
You woke me up.
That's you right. woke me up. You do not want to wake me up. And she tries to get her story out, and he just slams the door in her face. Right. So she goes to Yvette, and she knocks on the door, and Yvette answers after a little while, and she wants to hear all about.
And Yvette is an African-American woman.
Yes.
Middle-aged.
Yep. And so April says that she has a problem. She's like, oh, you have a problem.
And from the background, you hear her husband, Eugene. Yep. Yvette, who's at the door? Oh, it's this girl.
Yeah.
She has a problem.
Yeah. I'd like to hear all about her problems. She's young.
White.
Yeah,
she's got her youth.
Yeah.
And her whole privileged life ahead of her.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing her problems. Yeah,
exactly. And then come into
Yvette bawling her eyes out. Because this is when we find out that Joy is terminal.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. And so Eugene, what does Eugene say?
And that's Isaiah Whitlock, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really good. I like him.
He's awesome.
Yep. So what does he say? He said something. Anyway, he's dang damn or something like that. Yvette's just bawling her eyes out. So they decide they're going to help her. But they can only help her for a short amount of time.
Because they have family coming over. But since their family, so-and-so's going to be late. Mm-hmm. And so-and-so's going to, have something else going on.
Exactly.
So we can give her 2 hours.
Right. So and
then she's going to have to find another place.
Right. Right. So. And she gets to learn a lot from these guys. I really like Yvette and Eugene. I think they were really perfect.
So I love that every time April describes how she's cooking something, it physically pains Eugene.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
And he goes, Yvette?
Yeah.
And he just kind of like puts his hand on something. Yeah. Yvette?
Yeah, the cranberry sauce was the best.
That was.
He's all, nobody likes it. She's like, I like it from a can. Nobody likes it from a can. So then she goes and throws it out.
Well, Yvette is shocked that April hasn't been back home since her mom got sick.
Yeah.
And April says that she really thinks her mom likes it better that way. And because she's the first pancake. And Yvette says, what is the, what do you mean you're
and
the
Eugene.
First pancake? And Eugene says, that's the one you're supposed to throw out.
Yeah. And if you remember when she was, when Yvette was crying and she's all, that's a short story. If I would have told you this long story, you wouldn't have cried.
That's true.
So there's definitely something, she's got lots of stories about Joy and how joyless, I guess you could say she was.
I didn't. I Joy does not live up to her name for good reason. But she doesn't.
Yes. I think that's the the pull that you have with this character, because you know something's wrong, but you know how she's been, you know, how she's treated, and you just have a lot of
April's watching Eugene and Yvette interact.
Yeah.
And they're so cute together and just the way that they interact and their dynamic. And it's just, you see her wistfully watching them, thinking about, and just almost like she wished it was her family.
Right.
And she says, well, what are you cooking, Eugene? Or what's Eugene cooking to Yvette? And Yvette says, Eugene, what are you cooking? Yeah. Why don't you tell her?
Yeah. Oh,
nothing special. Yeah. And Yvette says, oh, nothing special. That's right. He's only making sweet potato soup with buttered pecans, herbed oyster stuffing, giblet gravy, lemon rosemary green beans, sauteed red Swiss chard with garlic, hickory nut ice cream, and maple pumpkin pie. And by this point, my mouth was watering.
Right.
I actually had to stop it and go get something to eat while I was watching it.
Yeah, I just couldn't stop thinking about just Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I just love Thanksgiving. And I think that's a good thing about this movie, is that it really, I don't know about anybody else, but Thanksgiving is one of my favorite. It probably, it's just because you do get the aspect of the family, but it's not as drawn out as Christmas.
Yes.
You know, and Christmas is one of those things where you're
and everyone's, there's so much stress.
Everybody's stressed, but Thanksgiving's one that you could almost just come in and go out. Yes. You know, at least in my family, because we're all so close, proximity wise, that was just easy to come in and go out. And it's just pretty much just like a family dinner, you know, less, you know, not really like, well, it is like Thanksgiving, but we see each other so often, but that's why I like it. And I get to overeat. That's a big plus.
Oh, so April's family hits an animal.
Yeah.
And Joy makes them bury it.
Oh yeah. Because she's procrastinating. She doesn't want to go to April's house at all. So she just is, you know, and Timmy gets the shovel and he's like, we got to bury it. So they go, and then she wants Beth to sing then.
Right.
You know, but so yeah, he wants Beth to sing and say a few words and do all this stuff. But to me, it was just procrastination. So she doesn't. And because she wanted to take the long way too, from, you know, a little bit ago.
Oh, the scenic route.
Yeah, the scenic route. Exactly. So she can see as much as she can see.
Which back is roads, yeah. And
which again, it pulls, either she's procrastinating or she wants to see as much as she can see. So you have so many things that could, there's a lot of aspects about Joy that are needed. I don't know. I'm pulled with her just because of the,
well, I mean, it's sympathetic because she is sick and she is dying, but then at the same time, all these things come up where she just isn't the nicest person.
Right.
Though, some days you just don't feel like being nice.
Right.
Some days you're in a lot of pain, and anyway.
Yeah. So, it was bothering. Okay. So this bugged me. This is, I think, anyway, but, and it not really bugged me, but she's still, you know, after I'm the pancake, Eugene knows about all the pancake. Cause she goes back and she starts messing with potatoes. What was she doing with those potatoes?
She was trying to mash them without cooking them.
Okay. I'm like, she's being mean to the potatoes. Those are my favorite. I was so upset. I'm like, no. Do something. Cook those potatoes.
Well, and Yvette teaches her how to do the cranberry sauce. But then she says, you know, it's time, you know, time's a waste. Yeah, we need to go find another place. Mm-hmm. So she starts knocking on doors again. Yeah. And she finds this, one slams in her face. And then the goth couple walk right past her and kind of mumble, sorry.
Yeah.
But another neighbor, she knocks on his door, he answers, and he rails about how awful his mom is. Okay. And how she was awful and mean and everything.
Did you recognize that guy?
Yes.
He was from the State Farm commercials.
Well, he's also in a lot of movies.
Right. No, he is. His hair is usually quite large.
Like an afro or something. I know, yeah.
I know you.
But
I'm all commercials right here. Liz is like, movies. I'm like, well, yeah, get those too.
Well, he's railing about his mom and how awful and how mean she was. And he says, but I would give anything just to spend a few more minutes with her. So, of course, you can use my oven.
Right.
And then he pushes his door open. And it's like a hoarder with cats everywhere. With cats.
And they just hear me out. Meow.
And so April's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
But then Tisha for 4A.
Oh, yeah.
Says
help. Oh, yeah. No problem. You can help, but... Yes. And so that was, that's exciting. So she gets to go, Tisha 4A,
yay. Somebody.
Yeah. And then you go back to the family and they're taking a picture.
And Bobby's setting the timer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not Bobby, Timmy.
Timmy's setting the timer. They run up and at the end of it, oh good, it's our Christmas card.
So it's the grandma.
Yep.
Yeah.
Grandma, Beth, Jim, Joy, and Timmy. And Jim says, without April? So.
Yes.
And he was asking, without April, like, concerned, we should probably do one with her type mm-hmm. of thing. And then we pan back to, you know,
April
and,
going through Bobby's decorations.
And what seems so, as you know, that you probably have some sort of technical terminology for this in film that I'm not, you know, I'm not up to date with it. Well, anyway, so you know how you have big segments, you know, between like, okay, this is, so you have, like we're Bobby and April, then you have the family, then you have Bobby and April, you keep going back and mm-hmm. forth, back and forth. The segments are getting shorter.
Okay.
As they're coming together.
Okay.
Is there a technical term?
Not that I can think
okay.
of.
Okay. But I just, there probably is. Just everything's kind of getting more cut and almost because they're going to be coming together kind of as it gets shorter.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway. Anyway, Tish in 4A.
So.
she made me laugh.
So, yeah, Yvette passes the turkey on.
Yep. Yeah.
And April goes to Tish.
Yeah.
And, or Tisha. Is it Tisha?
No, it's Tish, yeah.
Okay. And holding the turkey, she knocks on the door, or bangs her head on the door. Yeah. Ow. And Tisha answers and goes, can we speak alone?
Yeah.
Privately?
Yeah.
And April looks around, and there's no one around, and she looks down, and she realizes she's talking about the turkey.
Yes, and that's the best part is that she realized she was talking about the turkey.
So she puts the turkey down.
Yeah.
And Tisha says, well, I won't eat. It has a anything with a face. And she goes, oh, I'm vegetarian. I totally understand. And she goes, I'm vegan.
Right.
She pulls the vegan card.
Those people.
Well.
I was a vegetarian for a long time.
But I have vegan friends and most of them are okay. I have to say.
Friends. Most of my vegan friends
are okay.
No.
But there are those vegans who, I mean, it's a cliche, the people who won't stop talking about how they're vegan.
That's
because those people actually exist.
Yeah.
And Tisha obviously is one of those kind of people.
Right.
And so,
but it's exactly.
It's not good enough that
was not a slam on vegans whatsoever. I just meant the cliche of vegans.
The cliche, but it's just when April says, "Oh, I'm vegetarian," and I'm vegan.
Right.
she has to trump her, you know.
Right. Oh, that word seems so much more now. No, but it just seems so much. Anyway, so yes.
So April's SOA,
but then she said it's great. She's like, "Well, you won't be eating it." And
the smell, or the face,
or anything. She's like, oh, okay, whatever. So she's done again. So then she's walking around, and then who did a lady? Didn't a lady come?
An older woman. She says, "Can I use your? I just need somebody, anybody." And the woman says, "Well, Wayne
in 5D.
5D he just got a new oven."
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's all excited.
Yes.
Yep. So she runs.
Oh,
up.
And there's an Asian. Couple
yes
too.
Oh that's where she meets Wayne because she's knocking on the door and she's trying to talk to them but he walks by they don't understand English
and she's like,
very monotone they don't understand English and then she's still trying to talk to them and then she realizes where he's going
so she runs away
and she runs up to Wayne
and she bats her eyelashes
she does
and so Wayne played by Sean Hayes says well fine you can come in
yes. And what's his dog's name?
Bernadette. Yes.
Yeah.
And his apartment mm-hmm. is so much nicer than hers.
Oh, so much nicer.
Granite countertops, like very clean. And of course, the oven.
Oh, and it was a beautiful.
And he goes on to how state of the art it is. It's got this and that and everything. And finally, he allows her to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's got a... Mm-hmm. The place for the turkey. Yay. Hello.
Hallelujah.
And then we cut back to Bobby. And so he's been waiting and calling his buddy.
Latrell.
And this little kid runs by and goes, Tyrone's looking for you. And he's like, I don't know anybody named Tyrone.
I don't know Tyrone.
And then finally, Latrell calls him back. Yeah. And he's like, well, where are you?
Yeah, and he's right around the corner.
And he's
got a cell phone.
Latrell does have a cell phone.
Yeah.
So, late 90s.
Yeah. It was definitely a late 90s flip phone.
So,
So he wants to. So what we find out what he's doing
to hook him up with some quality men's clothing.
Exactly. So now we know what the thing is. I didn't know what the thing was. Did you didn't know,
I had
right?
no. Yeah. I didn't remember. Yeah. From seeing it
what
back
is he
in
doing? So then it was. Yeah. That's the thing. Quality men's clothing. And where do they go?
The Salvation Army.
Salvation Army.
And Bobby is so mad. He said, "You told me you could hook me up.
He's like,
you
I can.
Made it sound like you worked in retail. He says, I do.
Yeah. It's Salvation Army.
It's great.
Yep. And lots of stuff. There's all the stuff. I work in a used store. There's tons of stuff that comes in that, you're like, oh, first dibs. Doink.
Well, that's another thing. I have it later because later Bobby's going through all the suits mm-hmm. and he's complaining constantly. The thing about thrift stores is there's really great stuff.
Oh, there's fantastic
But things. You have to put the time mm-hmm. in to go through everything.
Yep. That was me in high school, 100%. Mm-hmm. That's how I got my grunge look. You know, go there, get
pre-Hot Topic.
Pre-Hot Topic punk. I like it. Yeah, I got a lot of t-shirts. My favorite t-shirt was a Jetsons t-shirt back in the day.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, I used to wear that with my flannel.
Yes.
And my khakis and my Birkenstocks. Oh, yeah.
Ubiquitous flannel. Alrighty.
Comfortable. I slept in that, too. Now that I think about it. Anyway.
So Joy insists that Jim pull the car over.
Yes. Oh, right away. Right away.
In a very serious voice, she says, there's never a good time to talk about this.
Oh, I know.
I'm trying to find the time. Oh. And everyone's getting very tense. You can see them.
Mm-hmm. Just even the really... mom. Even the mom. Like the grandma. Sorry. The grandma was
getting... Grandma Dot.
Yeah, Dottie. Grandma Dot.
And then she says, each of you, in your own way, is going to have to think about how you're going to handle... And by this point, they're almost in tears. Oh, yeah. All of them are so worked up. Discarding food without letting April know. And then she breaks into cackles.
Cackles. Cackles. That was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny, I'm Joy.
And then do we
go Timmy's right the to... only one that's amused.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he obviously has been spending a lot more time with mm-hmm. his mom than anybody else. So he's getting her the way she's changing.
And then at a public restroom, mm-hmm. Timmy gets his mom stoned.
Yep. In my probably the best line in the whole movie. Honey, roll it tighter next time.
Yep.
Sorry, mom. I mean, that was just classic. It's just classic. Well, and that's another, you know, another cliche.
Yes.
You know, the cancer.
Yeah, the medicinal marijuana.
Yeah, exactly. So
I don't think it was as widespread back then because it looks like she got it from Timmy.
Right. Oh, that's very true. Yeah, exactly.
You know, she didn't get it from
And in Oregon, I mean, we've had... Around here in the Pacific Northwest, you know, medical marijuana for...
A long time.
Yeah, early 90s.
And we've had a recreational for, a year and a half now?
Yeah, a year and a half now. But early 90s, I believe, was when we started having medical mm-hmm. marijuana.
Okay.
And then also with the... a little more progressive out here, I guess you could say, because we also have the Die with Dignity
Act. Yes, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, that's euthanasia. Like 90-something like that. Anyway... Digression, but a little more progressive. Yes. So as you know, so a lot of what, you know, I look at this going, oh yeah, good. You know, everything's kind of coming. Well, but anyway, so she gets stoned and then she goes into she sits in the back of the car. My first thought is she's got a stink. She just smoked a joint.
Right.
She has to smell like just reek of pot.
Right.
By this point.
But she's grooving.
Oh, she's grooving.
Wearing Timmy's Walkman. Oh,
and who's she listening to? Smack Daddy.
Smack Daddy.
Is this a real person?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And then Jim asks Beth, he doesn't ask anyone else, he asks Beth, do I know Smack Daddy?
Yeah. Do I? Yeah. Right.
And then Timmy responds, no, Dad, he's a black singer. You wouldn't know him. And so then Jim gets all amused. I wouldn't know a black singer.
Yeah.
Oh, because I don't know who Barry White is, because I don't know who James Brown is, because I don't know who Puffy the Dog is.
Puffy the Dog, yeah.
So I'm guessing that's a Puff Daddy / Snoop Dogg
joke. Right, yeah. And then she, you know, and then so in the car, she's back listening to Smack Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
She's breaking down his songs, talking about him.
He's there for me. He doesn't care that I'm old and that I'm dying.
It's her infatuation.
I'm falling apart. Yep.
Her infatuation.
Yeah.
And then Beth kept saying over and over, like Dad, right?
Yeah, and him too.
Yeah, him too.
It reminds me back in the day of getting all crazy and everything with Dad. Yeah, him too. And Jim just... Let's go.
Yep. Oh, he doesn't at this point, I think.
It just kind of rolls off of him.
Yep. He's all right. So then we come back to April. Wayne looking for April.
Mm-hmm.
So he's looking, finally finds her. I had to knock on a ton of doors to find you.
And she should check her turkey.
Yeah.
But he could check her turkey if he'd like her to. But he wanted to be presumptuous and check her turkey.
Right. Yes.
And he could tell he's very infatuated with her.
Yes. He really likes her.
And she's just, uh-huh, yeah, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's got what she needed from him.
Yeah.
So she's just blowing him off now.
Right. Right. And so he's kind of breaking down the poultry cooking and what to do and this and that. And then, so she tells him that she'll go up and she'll check it in a minute.
And she snaps at him and she's just barely can contain her anger and her irritation with mm-hmm. him.
Kind of just coming on, coming on too strong. Yeah, exactly. Like he's getting too close to her. He's, you know, and you can see that just in their
character action. And I do feel that she doesn't feel like, he served his purpose. There's mm-hmm. no reason for her to be nice to him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
she's... Anyway.
Yes, no, that's exactly right. So
he says, well, she says, give me a second. He goes, seconds up. And then she said, I need a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, tick tock.
And then he hides creepily behind her beads.
Yes.
But she doesn't know.
She doesn't realize that he hasn't gone yet. He's kind of lingering. And she goes, tick tock. And then she starts talking about what a weirdo he is.
Yeah, something. Just under her breath. Exactly.
And he is horribly offended.
Horribly.
Rightfully so, though.
Yeah. Until you start hearing his reasonings, well.
Well, yes. So we see what you've gotten out of this. What does Wayne get out of this?
Right. What did he think he was going to get out of this?
Exactly. I don't think so. Again, mm-hmm. the nice guy.
Yeah.
I don't. You know that good feeling you get when you help somebody? Mm-hmm. I don't have that feeling.
Yeah. Ugh.
I was kind of impressed by Wayne having a spine, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes. No, exactly.
Because he's kind of foppish. He's a dandy.
Right. And he didn't seem like he was going to, but then he definitely, you know, stood up for himself right away.
He did. Though it was kind of creepy how he was, you know, why don't I get out of it? Well, you think about it and you come back and let me know.
Right. Ugh.
So then back at the Salvation Army.
Yeah. Bobby's looking through the clothes, getting really annoyed at Latrell because there's nothing there. It's all pimp's clothes.
Yes. And Latrell says, keep looking.
Yeah, just keep looking. That's half of it. It's just, you know, used goods. You gotta just keep looking through it.
And then Latrell pops up and says, velvet!
Yeah.
And Bobby says, oh, hell no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then Latrell brings Bobby a suit that he's holding back for himself.
Yeah. So I was gonna hold it for myself, but...
Yeah. And they're back in the car.
Yeah, then they're back in the car.
And Timmy shows Grandma Dottie pictures he took of Joy before and after the treatment. And in the before pictures, she looks very vibrant, very active, gorgeous, long, thick red hair. Right. And then slowly it starts going through to treatment. And there's one shot of her topless because she just wanted to remember what they looked like.
Right.
And then they have the shot after the double mastectomy.
Her favorite picture.
Yes. She loves the way the light hits, how the shadows are, how so artistic.
Right.
And Grandma Dottie can't stand to look at it. It bothers her so much.
Yeah.
And she says, I'd rather hear Beth sing.
Right. Sorry. That was another, I don't know. It's very dark. This whole movie is very dark, but there are definitely different innuendos that come out that made me laugh. Not even innuendos, just different sayings, like different things that people say that come out of their mouths.
It felt like Joy was definitely poking her mom, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I said, Joy seems to enjoy making people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And to me, that made me think that she was a lot more like April than she'd like to believe.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And so now we're back, right, with Bobby and Latrell?
Makes the table even, and then she uses the sheet as a tablecloth.
Yep. Then we're back to Bobby and Latrell, and I love Latrell saying, now have you ever heard of the saying, beware of the occasion that warrants new clothes? And Bobby says to him, haven't you ever been in love? Is that where he says it?
Well, yes. So Bobby goes to tell Latrell a story about his mother.
No, oh, that's right.
And he goes, mama story. And he's like, no, you never knew my mom. Yeah. She passed away, but when I was a baby, in a car accident, it flipped. And the stereotypical.
Yeah.
Oh, the mom gets the
superhuman strength. Superhuman strength and reach and pulls
to
it
save
off
him,
of him.
Pulls, it lifts up the car to pull him to safety.
Yeah.
And he said, well, that's what love does.
Yeah.
Love makes you stronger.
Right.
And I thought that was so beautiful.
Yeah. I just love Bobby.
Bobby's the best.
He's great, man.
He's definitely my favorite character in this film.
Yeah. Just so genuine and so... Yeah, so a very good person.
He is a good person, and he just radiates.
He's kind of the good person, you know.
He is the good person.
The good person,
because everyone. I mean, obviously he has flaws too.
Right.
Everyone. I mean, he left April alone to go get the suit because he thought that would make her happy, and other things happen later. We find out.
Yeah.
But overall, I think he and Timmy are like the best. People.
Oh, so then we come. Now are we back to the car? I forget things in the middle of these, and I forget to write things down. I did stop this movie a lot.
So Beth sings, and it's cutting. Beth singing, April decorating, and Timmy taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone cheers when Beth finishes her song.
Oh, yeah. Encore. Encore.
And Beth asks for requests.
And what was that one? That you stop.
Joy said this.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth tries to smile through the tears.
Yeah.
And Grandma Dottie stares at Joy in disbelief.
Oh, she was, what? Who are you?
And Joy says, don't even start. You know who I am.
Mm-hmm. She says, no, my daughter is nice and caring and kind. And you are not.
Oh, so somewhere in here, and I think I've missed it. I hope I didn't did it too soon. So Best finishes singing, mm-hmm. and talking about how, what a lovely voice she has, yeah. And what a great, I might be skipping ahead, okay. and what a great job Timmy does with the pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm. And they're talking about Memories of April.
Well, no, not yet, because Beth is such a great singer. She's such a great singer. Mm-hmm. And then they're talking about Timmy's pictures back when they talked about the mastectomy mm-hmm. and everything. And Jim says, well, you know, all our children are talented. And Joy says, oh, yes, Beth's a great singer.
Right.
All our children, Timmy and Beth.
Yeah, Timmy and Beth.
April's totally left out. So now more throwing up.
Oh, yes.
And Joy gets puke on her wig. And she has to wash it out in the sink.
Mm-hmm. And she has to put it, she puts it back on. Mm-hmm. She just stares at herself.
Right. And then in the car, Joy says, I don't know why I'm so hard on you, Beth. I mean, you're the perfect daughter. Mm-hmm. You're so much like me, except for your weight problem.
Yeah.
Beth does not have a weight problem.
No, not at all.
So it's just these little digs mm-hmm. that Joy does constantly. You know, and she says, yep. I think it's because, you know, I'm not feeling well and it's becoming towards the end mm-hmm. and I'm just being so mean. And then Timmy, I'm going to probably start being mean to you too. Mm-hmm. And,
so she has realizations coming.
Yes.
That's kind of coming fast. And I think this is when they start talking about
the one good April memory.
I don't even remember what the memory is. I just remember what the outcome was.
She was 3 years old. That's right. Standing outside, or she's staring outside the window and she says mm-hmm. something really cute. And Beth says, that was me.
Yeah.
And then
she brings up another one and it was Beth.
It was Beth again.
Yeah.
And then so she brings up another one about a pink nightgown. And Timmy goes, that was me. Yeah. And everybody looks at him and goes, no, it wasn't. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So again, I like Timmy a lot.
Timmy's funny.
But then Joy flips out
yeah.
and starts
yeah.
kicking the dashboard mm-hmm. and says, pull over. And then she jumps out of the car and she starts trying to hitchhike back.
Right. Oh, I loved it. The hitchhiking was the best.
She's sticking her thumb out, you know.
Very awkwardly.
Yes.
We've never hitchhiked a day in our lives, but we're gonna try right under the bridge.
And Jim says, this, what's wrong? And she says, all I have is bad memories of mm-hmm. her. That's all I have. The one good memory that Jim brings up is when she was asleep.
Right.
When she was a baby.
Yeah.
And she says, I can't have another bad memory. I can't do it. And Jim says, you don't know this could be a good memory.
Mm-hmm.
This could be the good memory.
Right.
And she says, you don't know that. And he says, I promise you, I talked to April and this will be a good memory.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, but what if it's not? And Jim says, then I'll kill her.
Yeah. And then she just falls into his arms.
Yes.
Which was nice.
It was very nice. Jim, Jim's a good character.
Yes. Jim is a really good character.
So actually he is like Bobby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He very much the Rock.
Right.
You know, keeping everybody together, you know, keeping this together.
So no wonder that...
They're very... Yeah. Nice realization.
So April tries to make things right with Wayne.
Yes.
But he won't even answer the door.
No. So she goes to the window. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I think she calls the police first.
That's right. She calls the police because there's a kidnapping. There's been a kidnapping. It's her turkey.
And this guy is holding it hostage. Yes,
holding it hostage. And they don't understand. And they need to understand. And they don't want to understand.
They hang up on her.
Yeah. So then now she takes matters into her own hands, crawls onto that fire escape and gets up. And this is one of my favorite scenes. She goes with the crowbar. She's got it almost open. And then
The window.
And then Wayne comes out and he hisses at her. He says, bad girl.
And
slams it shut and then pisses at it. They both hiss at each other. It was hilarious.
She storms up the stairs inside the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Inside the apartment.
And then he's waiting at the front and he's talking to her and just being Wayne. I mean, by this point, it's just being Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And then they somehow get in a fight. Oh, no, he lets her in.
He starts to let her in and gives her a turkey back. No.
Yeah.
No, he won't give her the turkey back, but he says, we found a way to deal with your problem. And he holds up
the turkey leg
and says,
Bernadette
likes her turkey fried. And April
loses it. Yeah. And so, shoves him in, tussle. And when she gets the turkey back, does she have his hairpiece?
Yes.
Okay. I thought that was pretty funny too.
So now she's miserable. She's sitting on the steps.
Oh,
so sad.
And she looks up, and there's the nice Chinese man waiting for her.
And he sees the turkey, mm-hmm. and he invites her in.
Yep. even though there's a language barrier, he sees a problem and he wants to help solve it.
So back to Bobby, an old woman just kind of staggers up and says, yeah. Tyrone's looking for you.
He's like, I don't know any Tyrone.
So he's you know, going back on a scooter and mm-hmm. he goes around a corner and there's this white guy wearing a puffy coat and I think the
do-rag and whatnot.
The
visor.
Visor flipped upside down.
The visor. This is the 90s. Yes, it's 100%.
Yeah, it has to be the 90s.
Yeah.
And
like a match. I think he was wearing like the matching jumpsuit.
He was.
Like a yellow jumpsuit.
Well, it's a puffy jacket.
Yeah, puffy jacket and yellow track pants.
Yeah. And he says, I'm Tyrone. And he says, you're Eddie.
You're Eddie. That's right. Eddie.
Everyone else has changed. I might as well change too. Yeah. So I'm Tyrone now. And
find out it's April's ex-boyfriend.
Yes. Probably the drug dealer.
Probably the drug dealer. Yeah.
And so he says, you know what? She wanted you, whatever. Whatever. But I have a message for you. You tell her, Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's so non-threatening.
Yeah.
But then five kids ride up on bikes.
Oh, yeah.
And they drop their bikes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're obviously Eddie's couriers.
Yes. Yeah.
Bobby knows what's going down. Mm-hmm. So he takes off his messenger bag.
Yep.
And he says, all right, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Yeah, exactly. And all these five guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they go and, yeah, so they basically just want to fight. And then, so you know what's going to happen. They don't show the fight.
Mm-hmm. But April is back with the Chinese family.
Exactly. And she's telling she wants to tell the story of Thanksgiving. But she really wants to tell the true story of Thanksgiving. Well, yes. She really wants to tell the true story of Thanksgiving about how, you know, white people stole the Native Americans' land and this and that and how it was terrible and brought
lost
sickness,
their culture,
everything,
identity,
everything.
And put them on reservations.
And then she stops.
Because that's not the happy story to tell.
Right, that's not the happy story to tell. So then she starts to tell. And there's a woman that was, you know.
Like a daughter that can translate.
That can translate, exactly. So then she begins to tell the... How do I put this?
The more romantic version.
Thank you. I'm like, does it PC? No. The more romantic version of the pilgrim story. And you could tell, I mean, she just was happy about doing it. She's starting to embrace this.
Not only that, but it's what's going on with her as well. Mm-hmm. That people realize they needed each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly. And so then she's realizing in her head, okay, I need my family. I need
And everyone
Bobby.
Else in
I
the
need...
building.
That's very true. Everybody is starting to become her family.
Yes, because everyone's helping her.
And she's new. So in the middle of the movie, they were talking about how she just moved in.
Right.
Because then
Yvette said the new girl.
Yeah, the new girl in 3C. Yeah, mm-hmm. that just moved in. She's telling the story. Everybody's listening. And then we go back to in the car, right?
And Joy is asleep. And Jim pulls the car over suddenly.
Oh, his face.
And he's terrified. And he reaches over to touch her. And she's still warm. And he jumps back.
And she
wakes up and he bursts into tears.
Yes.
And just bawls.
Yeah.
And Timmy says, what's going on? And Beth said he thought she was dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You could tell. The look on his face when he was driving, he kept looking back at her about five or six times. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, my God. And so because the way she looked, you know, the way she was sleeping was quite with the mouth agape and whatnot.
And
so.
Kind of just, she wasn't, it didn't like she was breathing. She wasn't snoring or anything.
No. Yeah. So, Jim thought she was dead. And then you come back to...
April takes the turkey, salt and pepper shakers out of the trash and puts them on the table.
Yes, she does. So April's setting the table, trying to make it look beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And then the family's car, it's there on the right street. And you see all the kids on the bicycles, Eddie's / Tyrone's kids, like zoom by the car. And the family starts freaking out. And then there's Tyrone on Eddie's scooter.
On Bobby's scooter.
Bobby's scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Eddie's, I mean, if you want to call it,
Bobby didn't do so well in the fight.
No, he didn't. But he's running after him. And he's got the flowers still. He's got a suit on. He's got a bloody face.
And busted lip.
And he runs up and he hits the...
Well, Jim spots the building and says, oh, no, this is the wrong street. And then Bobby, like, slams onto the hood.
But what does he say first when he is staring at the building? He says, God damn it, April.
Yes.
And that's the first time that you even hear any type of negativity from Jim.
Right.
He just isn't right. This doesn't look right. And so it's that idea of like, don't judge a book by its cover.
Right.
You know, even though there are some grossness about her
place. Well, her place, but it looks like everyone else actually takes care of their stuff.
Exactly. Well,
so maybe the outside doesn't look great, but the inside can be very nice depending on the family.
Mm-hmm. So then.
Or the hoarder and the cats.
So Bobby comes up and he realizes it's them.
Yes.
So he's talking to them.
And but they're all screaming and freaking out. And then Joyce starts to roll the window down and Beth's like, no, Mom, don't.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you must be Joy. And oh, you must be. And he's talking to them. And then he runs inside to get April.
Mm-hmm. And Bobby says, your family's here. Your family's here.
Yeah, they're here to hear. Oh, she's so excited. And she even runs by Yvette.
And she says, Yvette says, your cranberry sauce is ready.
And she's like, they're here. They're here. And she's running down her little feet. Running down. Opens doors. Gone.
The street's empty.
Empty. And what does she do? She turns back around.
Oh, she pops the balloons all the way up. All the way up. Yes.
Because she had put balloons, streamers all the way up and down just to guide it there in and whatnot.
Yeah, just broke her heart.
Mm-hmm. So before, though, she had ran downstairs, she looked at Bobby before he told her that they were there and I need to give her first aid.
And he says, no, go get your family. Yeah, go get your family.
Exactly. I'm fine. Just go. And so when she comes back up, Bobby is still believing that they're going to come back. They probably just had to go run an errand.
Right.
He's so sweet. April's giving him first aid.
And then when she finishes, she lays down on the bed and cries. Her eyes out.
Yep. Bobby, what are we going to do with all the food?
So the family stops at a restaurant.
Oh, yes. And did you see how happy Beth was?
Oh, it smells great in here.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be awesome. Oh. And isn't this a nice place? It's just some roadside diner.
Oh, yeah. And just so happy. See, I told you so. Mm-hmm. That's what I got. We're out of her.
And so Joy says, Timmy, help me to the bathroom. Yeah. And Beth says, I can help you. No. Timmy should help me to the bathroom.
Yeah. So and all he does is help her get into the bathroom, and then he's standing outside. And mm-hmm. And what does she see?
A woman and a young girl fighting.
Yeah. And abandons her daughter in the bathroom.
The mother says, fine, you just do it.
Yeah. And she's trying to pull up her tights. The little girl's mm-hmm. trying to pull up her tights. And I've been there. Well, not with my daughter, but with myself. Because my daughter's not do tights. But the idea of pulling up the stinking tights from the 80s.
Mm-hmm. And the mother says, that's it, you're on your own.
Yeah.
And she just leaves. And Joy looks at the little girl, and the little girl looks at her.
Yeah.
And then something inside Joy to kind of just snaps.
She's like, oh, that's what I did, mm-hmm. what I do, what I am. And that's a little girl that, you know, looks like April, too, has the dark hair and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And the little girl's just staring at her. And the realization of Joy, and she thought, oh, hmm. And I think epiphany.
Yes.
So she goes, this is great. Yeah.
She spots a couple of bikers at the counter.
She's all, and she just asks them. And they're so cute. The biker, you know, has her, puts the helmet on her, puts a little strap on her, probably just making sure her wig doesn't move. Mm-hmm. And then sits her on the back and they take off.
And Grandma Dottie looks out the window and sees
them. Oh, yeah. They're just like, oh, see. Yeah. Grandma Dottie.
And she smiles.
Yeah, she does.
Because she knows they should be there.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Grandma Dottie is a lot more with it than
people give her credit
exactly.
for.
Exactly. So yeah, they're the first ones heading to April's, mm-hmm. and then they.
So at the moment, Bobby and April are serving dinner to the Chinese family.
So happy, you see April's face; she's so
happy.
And
Yvette's there.
And Yvette's there. And Yvette's and Eugene. Yep. And then,
Joy knocks on the door.
Yeah, and then it's Joy.
April opens the door, and a camera clicks.
It's
Timmy's camera.
And the look of Joy's or a look of April's
disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
That turns to Joy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does turn to Joy.
And then she hugs Joy.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
It was very good. I'm going to admit, I teared up at the end.
I didn't, but I have no emotion. But I did.
I am a heartless robot.
I am a heartless robot. But
my heart is cold and dead.
It is, unless there's a dog.
Okay.
And then I'll, copper.
So anyway. It isn't the perfect Thanksgiving?
No.
But it's perfect for them.
It is perfect for them. That's a good way to put it. So Joy and Timmy arrive first at Bobby's in April's. Timmy captures it on film that was lovely to put into her book for her memories. And for all the hatred, that look just, it was melted. All love. Mm-hmm. And it was all melted.
And the rest of the family arrives. Yep. And the bikers are there.
I know, the bikers. Nobody's sitting down. They're not sitting down because there's no seats. But the bikers are there. And everybody, it's
just this joyous occasion.
Wayne wasn't there.
No,
I would hope he's not there. He's a very nice guy. So, and then they take
the family photo. The
family photo,
which includes April and Bobby.
Yeah,
and that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And what I really loved at the end of the movie was the song and the words. I'll always love you in my way.
No,
so it was very sweet.
So I have to say a sincere apology to Katie Holmes. For ever saying anything bad about her and her acting.
Good.
She went toe-to-toe with some real heavyweights.
Yeah.
I mean, they're... I don't think she gets as much credit for her acting as she should.
Well, she should. God, she was married to Tom Cruise. She had to act through that, right?
Well, God. Not just that.
Sorry, don't come get me, Scientologist.
I honestly think that that might have ruined her career
to leave him. Yeah.
Because I know she's done a few indie things since then, but she was really good in this.
Yes, and because it made you forget that she was into Katie Holmes. And
yes.
To say that, to you know how I hold grudges.
Oh, yes.
And
oh, yes. Poor, you will find out soon, and not the next episode, but the episode after. Poor Patricia Arquette was viciously maligned.
Oh, yes, yes.
Unduly and mistakenly.
I have some issues, people. It's called I Hold Grudges for no reason. And a lot of times they're unwarranted for people I don't even know. I'm sorry. But it was, Katie Holmes, you forget it's her. And that's wonderful.
She did such a good job.
That's the way to be.
And the chemistry between her and Derek Luke, then her and the rest of the family.
They were all perfect.
And Allison Pill.
Yeah.
At the end when they're in the they hug and Allison Pill actually wipes a tear away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was beautiful. They did such a good job.
And just in that minute. That minute at the end.
It was very quick at the end once they showed up. Mm-hmm. It was just...
It was the climb. Yeah. It's all...
A montage.
And you did not need words at all.
Right.
All you needed was... There's no dialogue. There's no nothing. It's just pictures.
The song.
Which is good. And it was
perfect.
It was a perfect... It was a very good movie. I've never seen it. I know that Jason talked about it. He said, I've seen this movie. I'm like, I don't even remember this movie.
I saw it when it first came out, and I know I was some... That's why I apologize to Katie Holmes, because I know it was some Katie Holmes grudge, like, look at her trying to be all punk.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But again, time... And experience.
Time and experience, Liz. It means
and,
all the difference.
It really does.
Yeah. I've never had anything against her because I don't...
I never watched Dawson Creek.
I only watched it every once when randomly, like flipping through. I'm like, oh, this looks like... Oh, no, never mind. You know, that was kind of me. But I didn't... That was a good movie. That was a good one. It was a feel-good movie at the same point as being very, like, traumatic. In the way of, the mom is terminal and whatnot. But it almost...
It was very satisfying.
It gave you that idea that you should never take time for granted. And always, there's always time to fix things.
Yes. And there's always a way to fix
things. There's always a way to fix things. And sometimes it's just a look.
And the kindness of strangers.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Big time. That is huge. And just... And your family is who you make it be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was a really good movie. Mm-hmm. And again, Katie Holmes, I'm so sorry. You did a great job.
Well, in future, I'll be making those same apologies to certain individuals that aren't even in the movies. So
that was so funny. You guys will find out. It's something. But at the time of this recording, mm-hmm. Pieces of April is streaming on Amazon, as we mentioned.
It's very
so
yeah, watch
check it out. It's a great holiday
short.
Movie. Maggie liked it because it's short.
I love short movies.
And usually if it's under an hour and a half, it's not good, but it was actually really good.
Oh yeah. And it's a quick hour and a half, and it's you know, two spaces, too easy. It's very good.
Easy watch. All right.
Easy watch. Some are not so easy. Suburbia. But others, I could watch twice or three times.
You gotta work on that cough. Suburbia.
not Suburbia. Like that. Oh yeah.
So if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can email us at themobiflix@gmail.com, not mobiflix@gmail.com, because that's somebody else.
Oh, don't do that.
Themobiflix@gmail.com.
Like the Ohio State.
Yes.
Sorry.
Or me being from the South, we put the in front of everything.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Like what? Tell me.
Like the Target.
Oh, the Target.
Yeah.
Not the Target.
So I'm going to the Target, or have you been to the Walmart? Or it's not to Walmart, it's the Walmart.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Or the Gas and Sip. Instead of we're going to Gas and Sip, we're going to the Gas and Sip.
Huh.
I don't know. We just put the in front of words randomly. When I moved up here, this is Pacific Northwest, I did it unconsciously and people would make fun of me. So I've gotten better
They're
about
so mean.
It. But it still slips out now and again.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. I drive Jason crazy because I call it the U of O. He's all, it's U of O. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't ever know what to say. Oh, okay. Like, it's... Anyway.
We can also tweet us at @Moby_Flix.
Mm-hmm.
So, one way or another, you know, get in touch. Let us know what you think or if you've seen the movies or recommend movies for us to watch. We'd be happy to hear from you. Again, thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Lizanne.
And I'm Maggie.
And we're Moby Flix.